In April, lynch mobs in Congo pursued supposed sorcerers who were accused of stealing and/or shrinking men's penises. Police detained the would-be spellcasters for their own protection. But this was far from the first time that accusations like this have been made. Journalist Frank Burris traveled to Africa to learn more about the many legends and superstitions surrounding penis thievery. His piece appeared in the June issue of Harper's Magazine. He is here with us now, intact, I assume. Hello, Frank.
Yeah.
You
more or less intact, yeah.
Did you dodge the penis thieves?
Yes, as far as I know.
Now, I know you try to solicit them and get many meetings with people who are victims of penis thievery. How did that go?
That went well, actually. I managed to contact one guy who actually had his penis stolen. And
Wait, actually? Do you want to use the word actually?
Actually, yeah. Maybe not actually.
Actually claims to have had his penis
right,
stolen,
actually claims and believes and still, you know, thinks it's real and everything that had his penis stolen. And fortunately, he got it back. And then I talked to another group of people who were sort of protecting a guy who had his penis stolen because they were worried that maybe I was sent there by the woman who stole the penis to do something. And so yeah, I did have good luck in talking to a few people who were involved in penis theft incidents.
Yes, and I would just like to say, I don't know if there is a National Magazine Award for Sentence of the Year, but in your piece, I would nominate the following sentence. I had come all the way from America for this and did not know how many chances I would get to speak to someone whose penis had actually been stolen. So why did you come all the way from America? This wasn't one of those stories where your editors got you on the horn and said, Burris, be in Lagos by noon.
No, as a matter of fact, I tried to get people to send me to go look into this and just investigate because, I mean, penises are disappearing. You know, someone has to investigate.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and Frank Burris is there.
Yeah, I'm the man. So, but, you know, it does have a sort of a shock value thing, but I figured there was more behind it, you know, as far as what was the kind of, I wanted to kind of get into the world where that belief comes from and sort of look at what kind of culture that kind of thing can emerge from. And so that's kind of more what I was interested in. Basically, I just wanted to go and talk to some people and find out, you know, what is this like to feel like your penis is stolen? And, you know, it's terrifying, obviously.
Right. You wanted the firsthand description. You also wanted to get a lay of the land to figure out, you know, what's in the mindset of the people who believe that this could happen.
Right.
And so in the firsthand description, you know, how did the in your piece, there are a couple of descriptions of you not really getting to talk to one guy, but then really getting to talk to another guy, a journalist who claims his penis was stolen. How did he describe the sensation?
Well, he said it's like something leaves your body. It's like something departs you. And that's what consistent with what other descriptions in the medical literature feel like some essence is gone or something is just, they feel something happen inside mm-hmm. them and then that's sort of what it seems like is that your penis is gone, and then physically it seems like it's gone, and so, you know, that's basically the kind of nut of it is that something is vanished.
What do you think's really going on here?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because this happens across different cultures. I mean, it happens in China. It happens in happened in Singapore, in Thailand, India, different places with totally different interpretations of what exactly is going on. And it doesn't happen in other places. Like, it doesn't really happen in Europe and the West. I mean, it happens mm-hmm. a little bit mostly among drug users who are coming down, but it never sort of spreads to other drug users. So I'm not exactly sure, and nobody's sort of exactly sure. It's some sort of anxiety-related thing, I think.
Is it trying to gain retribution on women? Sometimes it's women who are accused of witchcraft. I mean, in a culture, if they know that this charge has potency, is it something that's just leveled against an enemy?
I'm sure there are cases of that, but no, I think it's more sincere than that. I mean, I think, and it's not always women who are accused. A lot of times it's men or
right.
Northerners or foreigners or people who seem to be somehow suspicious or out of the ordinary. So, I think it's a real most of the time. You know, it's not a sort of ruse to just get someone's.
Right. So the people who are victims sincerely believe that they are victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you in your article talk a lot about what's kind of a controversial subject in psychological circles, culture-bound syndromes.
Right.
And you just mentioned it, that penis thievery occurs in some cultures, but it doesn't seem to happen in Europe. So just talk in general about culture-bound syndromes and why they're controversial.
Well, they're controversial. They don't really fit very well sort of with the scientific method because, you know, science is a quest for universality, and these things seem to only be able to come up in cultures where people think it is possible
mm-hmm.
for these things to, where the culture kind of allows for it to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have penis theft in West Africa. You have this hikikomori in Japan where kids stay in their room for 12 and 13 years, which you don't have as much or quite the same in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You have... There's a thing called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but thanatomania, where it's self-induced magical death, where someone puts a curse on you and says you'll die, and then you do die. And so these things seem to be able to happen in cultures where the belief landscape makes them possible.
I mean, do they speak to an essential, something essential about the culture, an essential neuroses about the culture? That goes,
they,
you know, right to the heart of a particular culture?
Yeah, it could be, you know, I don't know. It's hard to, it's a little bit dangerous territory to get into that kind of psychoanalysis
mm-hmm.
of a whole culture. But, you know, but it's definitely, there's some sort of shared anxiety there or something like that.
And why in the DSM-4, which is the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual that all psychologists use, why are the culture-bound stereotypes sort of collected in the back almost shamefully?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a, you know, sort of being worked out, I think, in psychological circles. I mean, because there are culture-bound syndromes that are only occur in our culture, like bulimia and type A personality and pet hoarding and stuff like that, that
right.
are other people from other places would say, look, this is culture bound too.
Right. Our culture bound syndromes are just called mental health issues. Their
right,
culture
exactly.
bound syndromes are called culture bound syndromes.
Right.
So how'd you get the editor to sign off? Did you have to report the story first and then sell it to him?
Yeah, I pretty much did the reporting myself and then try to sell the story afterwards because it's a little bit of a hard sell, you know. I mean, nobody really knows what's out there, what the story is. But I just had an instinct that it was a good story, and you know, there was some interesting stuff there, and I got lucky with the Harper's. It found a great home for it, a good editor, and everything. So.
Yeah, and woven in and out of the story are the facts of penis thievery, and then the contemplation of, you know, what this means. Now, as far as just the facts of penis thievery go, we shouldn't gloss over and just make fun. I mean, you weren't, but sometimes, you know, mobs show up and people accused of penis thievery are killed. Is that more common with this alleged crime than other kinds of crime in Nigeria and other places in Africa?
Mob retribution is pretty common, you know, as far as just for thievery, any kind of thievery or, you know, other kinds of suspected kidnapping or things like that. You know, it's in some parts, like I used to live in East Africa, and you have to be careful when you accuse someone publicly of being a thief because they could get a crowd beating and just be killed. And, you know, I think it's probably partly a cultural thing and partly because they know the judiciary doesn't really work very well. And so that's like the only social retribution that's going to happen.
Now that we got the big ideas out of the way, I do have a couple of nuts and bolts, if you excuse the expression, questions about penis thievery and how it works, okay? Can you buy a penis lock or penis protection?
Yes, you can. I talked to a woman in the sort of magic market in Lagos, and she said she sells a lot of protections against penis theft. And other people told me the same thing. You know, it's possible. I mean, it's natural that there should be a market for that kind of thing. So
yes, if penises can be stolen, can they be loaned out after being stolen?
I'm not sure. That would be another story. I'd have to do a follow-up investigation.
When a penis is stolen, do the testicles usually go along with it?
I think so.
That's part and parcel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if no one, if this is a crime that's alleged, don't people, even people who are willing to believe in magic and juju and so forth, don't some of them at least say, well, can we have proof, like, say, a picture? How come that's never demanded?
Yeah, no, I mean, people definitely say that, and especially the accused person says that, you know, because they're just usually minding their own business and all of a sudden they're accused of this. But, and usually when people are taken to the police station or the hospital or whatever, the penis sort of reappears or is put back or something like that. And so there hasn't really been any independent documentation that I've come across of missing penis.
Right. And I guess in reporting the story, you probably thought more about your penis than you have at any time in your life.
Yes.
Yes? And any insights?
It's still there.
All right. Journalist Frank Burris had a story about penis thievery in the June issue of Harper's. Thank you, Frank.
All right, thanks.